So joining me on the show this week is Francesca Pesce, making her second appearance after her triumphant Dolly Parton special a few months ago. Hello, Francesca.
Hello. I hope you've all downloaded the Tanya Tucker back collection since I've been on. I'm very disappointed otherwise.
Yeah, that's compulsory. And also joining us for the first time, hopefully not the last, is Miranda Garrett. Say hello.
Hi.
Miranda, tell us a bit about yourself and why you like talking about the Great British Bake Off.
Hello, chaps and chapesses. I am a PhD student at Central St Martins studying lady decorators in the 19th century and also an assistant curator at the Tower of London. And I like talking about the British Bake Off because it's really boring.
Excellent. Boring things are the best things to talk about.
It's like the warm, fuzzy cardigan of the TV world.
Wow. And I believe...
Not that I don't like cardigans.
No, they're very cardigans. They're very functional items. Francesca, I believe you have an opposing view.
I personally love Bake Off, even though as a third wave feminist I refuse to actually do any baking. This is just a completely pop culture academic excuse for the fact that I am crap at baking and everything I make turns out looking like some sort of flangey pancake, which is,
pretty
horrific.
See, I've never tried to actually bake anything, but I think I'd probably be fantastic if I did.
I think you would if you tried. Yeah. If you put the effort in, I reckon you could do it. It's quite methodical. We could use baking as a PhD methodology of just following the steps.
Could I bake
constructing
my
a
thesis?
Framework. You could bake your thesis.
Yeah.
I think this would be a good...
UAL would love that.
I think UAL would actually go
for it.
I think we could argue that as a practice-based PhD that I have expressed my Derrida-based theoretical framework and I have used Roland Barthes' punctum expressed through hundreds and thousands, each hundred and thousands being a punctum into that icing of a moment of neon specificity in that moment of chocolate fudge, the chocolate fudge being the density of Goffman's shifting identity, because one moment it's chocolate, one moment it's fudge, it doesn't know what it wants. But I do love Great British Bake Off because I feel that if a alien came to Earth and I was forced to explain what British people are, I would show them the Great British Bake Off as a summary.
Is that a good reflection?
No,
of
I'm not necessarily saying that British people are good. I'm not necessarily saying British people are good, but what I'm saying is we are massive piss takers who care far, far too much about cake. And I think that's quite a nice thing, really. If it was American, for example, the Great British Bake Off would be hailed. If you look at something like...
It'd be a lot more exciting.
Is Amazing Cakes or something? Cakes and it's hailed with sort of fanfares and stuff coming out of the cakes and showgirls.
Maybe
and ours is going, oh, here's Mary and she's going to make a lovely sponge or the sponge. It's basically Alan Bennett in a tent, isn't it? It's Alan Bennett in a tent with icing.
It'll turn
and
out
that's
that,
great.
It'll turn out that Alan Bennett owns the format. Probably. For me, I love it. It's hard to express exactly why. I'm not a big fan. I don't watch a lot of game shows, reality TV, but I think...
Not really a game show.
Yeah, well, I mean, it is, essentially.
You've watched
See, that
lot
would
more
be good
reality
if they did, like,
TV,
a just-a-minute bake-off, like, mash-up. Get Nicholas Parsons on there with Mary Berry. It'd be lovely.
Yeah.
We did watch that reality TV show last night with the strange drunk people getting tattooed.
I think
so.
Oh my god, I watched that too!
Late night tattoos.
They were all actors though.
Surely,
I think there were a few that weren't. There were a few that were just a bit too sad to really be actors. But so I think,
any programme that spawns a whole country to discuss Custard Gate gets my vote, quite frankly.
Although it's worth pointing out that in the week of Custard Gate, where they had around 900 complaints to the BBC about Beardy contestant. I don't remember the name.
Howard got his custard
Ian
stolen. You're thinking of Bingate.
I'm thinking of Bingate.
Bingate was Ian.
Ian.
The Bomb Alaska.
As we are now calling it.
Yeah. But in that week, there were around 900 complaints that he had been sent that often he should have been given with a chance and what have you. There were around 850 complaints each that in that week, which is also whilst there were some very serious things going on in Israel-Palestine that the BBC was either too biased in favour or against Israel. And there were over 1,000 complaints that the BBC had scheduled Pointless Episode 61 when it had been clearly marked in the Radio Times that they were going to appoint this episode 60. So I think we've
got... that's Britain! Britain!
But then,
we're pedantic.
On the BBC complaints note, I did try and complain about the cultural appropriation in the 3D biscuit challenge of Great British Bake Off, and my internet crashed. So I can only assume that there were thousands of other people trying to complain about
that. That was
issue.
Actually the first moment that Miranda and I found out that we had similar, quite strong emotive reactions to the cultural hegemony of the British Bake Off. Was the 3D biscuit challenge,
right,
where we found the appropriation of different cultural stereotypes.
Not just cultural, I think as we then went on to discuss, there was some real gender stereotyping as well.
There was some, very...
very binary approach to
very
gender
binary
in the 3D biscuit
gender.
Challenge.
I have only ever seen basically vanilla or custard, let's be honest, white Western biscuits holding hands in heterosexual couplings.
We are
in
still
the 3D
looking
biscuit challenges.
For that transgender bourbon.
Well, maybe this week. We are recording this on the night of the quarterfinals. When this goes out live, it will be the semi-finals, so we're not going to confuse anyone.
I'm already a bit confused.
It's complicated with time and space.
Hello, future.
Yeah. You could be listening to this in a week's time and you could say hello to yourself.
Wow.
Yeah.
Hello, Miranda.
Thank you, Al. You look lovely.
I told you not to eat that dodgy salad in the bottom of the drawer.
I fed it to the snails, it's fine.
So we are going to go through this week's show and we're going to watch it and we are going to have some live debate from these two finely honed academic minds with wide-ranging knowledge across culture and art.
These wine-honed academics.
Mm. Like, honed by academia, dulled by wine. and we're going to look through, and then we're going to have a bit of a chat about it, the Great British Bake Off, in more detail.
Slightly kinky thing for Sue Perkins, I'm not going to lie.
I wouldn't say no.
Well, I think part of why I like the Great British Bake Off so much, or at least why I started watching it...
Sorry, I have to have the TV volume a multiple of fives, which does mean it's always either too loud or too quiet.
When I was about 15, 16, but like at the age when I was doing GCSE mocks, Mel and Sue had this daytime show called Light Lunch.
I remember Light Lunch.
And I had a massive crush on Sue Perkins, which of course... now I realise it's doomed, but I was 15, 16, I'd never met a lesbian, there weren't many lesbians in pop culture. I couldn't read the signs.
You were saying how yesterday, for later viewers of this podcast last week,
Wednesday the 23rd of September
was National Bi-Visibility Day. I feel that Sue is a lady who bridges that gap that gay ladies like her, bi ladies like her,
appealing.
And quite a lot of male
she
like
is appealing.
Her. As a bisexual lady, I am very fond of Sue
although,
Perkins.
Although, I did watch a documentary she did for the Dickens Centenary, and I did not like it.
No?
I thought it was poorly researched.
Did you like her supersizers with Giles Corran?
Yes, I did quite
they,
like that.
They had a very strange and appealing chemistry.
Mm. That was like double pull for me, because I got to indulge my Jew fetish and my bisexualness.
Oh, Giles is lovely, isn't he?
Whilst also being a horrible person, much like Nev Schulman.
Exactly. I liked it when they dressed up as servants and I could pretend they served me.
So this is Dough Week, apparently.
Dough Week, yeah. Exciting. So I've already forgotten all their names.
Martha.
I like Martha. Although I do think, just fuck off and do your A-levels.
GCSEs.
What are you doing?
GCSEs.
Bloody
hell. I was saying to Chesky the other
week. He's my favourite. That's Richard.
Yeah, we like Richard.
Internet
I like
viewers.
His little pencil
I like
his
the
ear.
Pencil thing. I like a man with a thing. I mean, you know. I do like a man with a thing.
It is always helpful.
Yeah, with a... yeah.
I don't like Nancy.
No, we don't like Nancy.
I feel like Martha, in that she's excelling at this and is also doing a GCSE, is probably getting A-stars. I strongly suspect that she's going to be our either Prime Minister or Overlord in about 20 years' time.
How do you feel about Chetna?
I like Chetna, but she is also a bit boring.
She is, but I feel in our cultural commentary, she is probably the one smashing the most boundaries.
Nice to have a bit of diversity, for sure.
But she also, you know... Then I was worried because I didn't watch The Extra Slice last week, and they said, oh, isn't it great Chetna doesn't exploit her heritage except in pastry week?
Mm.
And I was going, you're making assumptions here.
We don't know.
She, you know,
is she the queen of spice?
Is she the
and
queen of spice?
And how comfortable are we with that?
I'm not sure if I am comfortable with her being called the queen of spice.
So far, they've only used it in a complimentary way, but I'm not sure even
it
that's
could
all
very
right.
quickly be turned negative.
It could.
And then there's the is it Louis, the guy who's been on other competitions?
Ooh, has he? What's
yeah,
his,
apparently,
what's he
well, there's a bit of controversial about Louis. He's, yeah, he's I'm assuming they're sort of WI level, but I am still sceptical about Louis.
They are obviously all attempting
so basically
to
we have
maintain
a great
their amateur status so they can compete in the Baking Olympics.
Exactly. Ice something swirl. We got Bavarian cultural commentary. Spice, plum, ice, bread, swirl. Seemingly no particular
well, no, so
nationalistic
far, that's
alliance.
Not offending me.
His pink ribbon round her pink ribbon around the bottle is slightly offending me. Bit Chinesey, did you hear that?
I did
bit
hear
Chinese-y.
That. I did hear
I
that.
That.
That was a number one. Oh dear.
Oh,
Martha.
Cultural slur, Martha.
What is it
bit
end?
Chinesey. What are you going to say next? All this bun is a bit, you know, its eyes aren't quite exactly westernly aligned.
Well,
what are you going to say?
So we have a problem with that in our flat because there's a running joke that our flatmate Will, when he gets drunk, goes a bit slanty.
Yeah,
because he genuinely does go
slanty,
but in a sort of
physically
45-degree angle kind of slanty.
Right.
But whenever I say, oh, you've gone a bit slanty, people don't
yeah,
mind that.
Difficult, no.
They misread it. But I do mean it
what's
in a degree.
Chetna up to? What's Chetna up to?
Chetna. She doesn't even seem to know.
I think she said pizza. Did she say pizza?
No, I didn't think she said pizza.
European
Eastern
bread.
Eastern European. Perhaps,
oh, Eastern European.
Perhaps a subtle reference to current immigration policy.
I think it might be. Mm. I hope it's a comment on the Romanian prejudice that they face. In the fact, some of the bread represents the Roma, which is then being judged by the other Romanian
well,
bread.
Absolutely. She's subverting a traditional British.
She is. She is. She is introducing. Nancy
so
is introducing apricots to a traditional
Lincolnshire,
fruit mix.
Lincolnshire plum braid.
That isn't strictly Lincolnshire. Yeah. But maybe this is good. Maybe she is employing a glocalist agenda to her bread. That she is creating a local theme to the mixed fruit.
Yeah.
But expanding
but
a global
being
theme.
Inclusive.
So yeah.
I'm trying to make
she's
local
being
happen,
inclusive.
Glocal is a term. It is. Baldem uses glocal in several texts.
That doesn't make it okay.
Baldem is okay. He's well recognised.
What about Nancy though? Is Nancy okay? Has she been reading him?
I reckon Nancy has been reading up on her Baldem and that's why she feels the need to make a glocalist agenda bread.
See, I don't like Nancy, but what worries me is that maybe I don't like Nancy because she's postmenopausal and I feel like she shouldn't be on TV.
Am I
indoctrinated to that extent?
I don't like Nancy because she employs various technical devices made by her husband, and I think I would like her better if she lied and she said that she made them.
I do also find her a bit whingy.
There is also that.
I think I'm guessing it's the whingy thing.
How do we feel
yeah.
about poor
After
Hollywood
Bingate
and Mary
well.
matching? They're matching their colour palettes
oh, are
today.
They? Oh, do let's have a look. Oh, someone just oh. dropped an apple. Good
she
God.
Threw the lemon on the floor
oh, it was a lemon
and a lime. I think that was a kaffir lime, which as we all know, kaffir limes are one of the biggest racist slurs. The kaffir being a reference to a lower caste, the most racist fruit on your supermarket shelf today.
Is it the most racist though? I'm sure there are more racist fruits.
More racist than kaffir. Kaffir lime and kaffir lime leaves. I think he would struggle to find a more racist fruit.
I'll get back to you next week.
Dragon fruit, maybe? With its themes of exoticism, maybe up there?
If we're extending it, the coconut. Banana!
Why is banana racist?
Because football fans throw them at black players.
No, but that's a product
well,
of
that's
post-banana.
Something people have
that is post-banana racism.
The,
the fruit itself
yeah.
is not a racist idiom.
But then neither is the lemon.
Well, no, the kaffir lime is because it has got a racist name. It was considered the lime used by
but it,
the
Nigel
lower caste.
Point is that bananas have become a sort of paradigm for racism in the sporting world.
That's true, but that's not strictly the banana's fault, though, is
well,
it?
Well, I'd say it's neither the lime's fault.
But the lime's name is a kaffir lime.
Well, I think you're putting too much influence on these...
What about dragon fruit that has been exoticised?
They do look like alien fruit.
I don't think I've ever had a dragon fruit.
They are really, really nice.
I can't make much of a comment on those.
They look like I've actually seen them used on cheap science fiction programs as oh, look at this alien fruit, because they do look like alien fruits.
Maybe I have had it. Where did they come from?
I'm not entirely sure. They are delicious.
Well, there you go. Using your dragon fruit as a racial slur, and you don't even know where they're from.
I just know they're in the exotic fruit category.
Oh, so the exotic fruit.
They're exotic, and they're called dragon.
You're grouping the fruit. Stop grouping fruit. Stop projecting your political geography on the fruit world.
Excellent point.
Touché.
Back to Louis, he's adding chocolate.
Back to his fruit loaf, yeah. Right. So, no, sorry, we must stay on topic.
He's doing a fruit loaf without fruit, I think.
No, there's no fruit.
No, he's got fruit there.
Oh, it looks like a glacé cherry.
Looks like a cherry or two to me. Cherry brandy. No, I do like a bit of cherry brandy. Lovely and a bit of mulled wine. That's my cooking tip. I do know how to bake mulled wine.
Unlike my mother, who makes it with gin, it becomes completely dangerous.
Well,
to
what I can say, though...
Oh, he's pipetting!
Is that I have learnt never to mull K-cider.
Ooh,
that's... Sure, the point, mulled cider the worse, the cider is the better, not me.
Well, you'd think.
I've learnt never to mull slow gin.
Oh, I love to mull slow gin.
Is slow gin already mulled?
It's absolutely delicious, but completely lethal.
Well, I always put brandy in my mull.
Surely the answer is to always mull slow gin.
Oh, that is a nice bit of cheese, Nigel.
Yes.
I don't like Nancy because she's wearing a weird wedding dress top.
Mm.
They have a proving machine.
Yeah.
I'm still confused as to what that actually is.
Well, because to prove, as I discovered when I made a picnic loaf...
Is it something to do with yeast, isn't it?
Well, basically, it needs to be proven like a slightly warm place. So just needs to be just a bit above what room temperature, ideally.
Did you put it above Dizzy's Lifter Train?
Well, initially, which is why, although it came out fine, it didn't prove very well in the first proving.
This is quite a boring story.
Look at the pink icing.
So I think that was a pecan.
Wow.
Ooh! Ooh, nice job.
Well, I quite like that because it looks a bit like a sort of data web.
So that
I don't know
was
what a data web is. It's in the 19th century. I don't know.
To clarify, Miranda likes things that end in about 1898.
No, I can do anything pre-1914. I really do 1851 to 1914.
And I like open source software, so we're not entirely compatible.
No, I don't really know what open source software
so this
is.
One day I'll explain and she'll be bored.
Oh,
an iced loaf. Martha is presenting an iced loaf iced in pink and white crisscross.
Look at her body language.
Looking
though.
A
she
little
looks
bit
very
like an...
timid.
Ooh, timid,
think, doesn't think... she? Not a strong female role model.
And Paul has a slightly pink shirt, so I think Martha is attempting to subconsciously.
Mary and
Paul
are matching.
Or maybe it's vice
that
versa.
That looks underbaked to me.
Oh no!
I'd probably still eat it.
Well, yeah.
Now you have to move back a bit, Nigel, because I can't see that. I can't see that.
I'd eat mostly. See, they're matching.
Trying
Mary
to
and Paul are matching.
Socio-political commentary, and you've got your head in front of the telly.
But nice, not good of Paul, the alpha male silverback gorilla of the show, to be in pink. That's nice, isn't it?
Is it nice, or maybe he's over-apologising?
Yeah. Oh, it's unusual, they say. They don't like the exoticism.
Chetner's. It doesn't look...
Ooh. Ooh. Oh,
well,
we are expressing surprise at the elegant swirls in Chetner's bread.
From the outside, not great. From the inside, delightfully swirled with chocolate, maybe.
Something has
come
through.
Oh, it comes
through,
Chetner.
It does
Something's come through.
Well, see, this is another issue I have with the British Bake Off, is that as a TV programme, it is so boring that they have to over-rely on cheesy sexual innuendo to make it watchable.
I think that's just
it's like the carry on of
more question
shows.
Would you do Poor Hollywood?
Absolutely not, never. Would you? I'd rather do Mary Berry.
Well,
I really don't
having
want to do Mary
question,
Berry.
I suspect
will there be no I will there be food afterwards, like if he's going to bake
like
for
in
me
his bakery.
Is he going to bake for me? Will there be food?
So, because he could start baking, then you can have sex during the first proving, and then he could sort it out, then have sex during the second proving, then bake, during which time you can have sex again.
That's too much sex for my sandwich.
I just think it's
just sex in a sandwich. I think
do you not
deal
think
with
he
it.
Looks like a badger?
He does look like a badger, but
you
were underestimating.
Do you want to have sex
with a
badger?
No, but I really, really
is that
like.
What you're saying? I'm not sure that's
but
okay.
But I do really like baked goods. So I do know somebody who went to someone's house and they promised her pastries. And there weren't pastries, so she refused to have sex with her. With him.
Well, I think that's a perfectly reasonable. Yeah,
so do
absolutely.
I. She spent quite a lot of money
no,
on a cab home.
What is that outfit? That's a very odd outfit.
Underproved. Underproved.
Julie's is underproved. It's
Nancy. Her name's not Julie.
Nancy Anthony.
The Mary Berry likes it. Now, just to clarify, we do all hate Mary Berry, right?
Do we? I do a bit, but she does have a great stylist range of jackets.
Her feminist
innuendo, well, innuendo. Richard's Swedish tea bag. How do we feel about Richard's Swedish tea bag?
I don't think that
was. It was called Swedish tea bag.
Yeah, but isn't that just what it's called?
Again, Richard, for the record,
you're
is
not
my favourite of the bakers.
Yeah, but I don't think Nigel's reading enough into this, that this is
Swedish
tea bag.
I understand that Swedish is a type of person and tea bag is a
sexual happening.
Act.
Mm.
But maybe it's, you know, like snus. I'm imagining a Swedish tea bag to be like a snus.
Snuff?
No, snus.
What's a snus?
It's that little tobacco. You get the tobacco, soggy tobacco in a tea bag and you put it in your gums. Apparently lovely, but I've never.
It's not lovely.
It's not lovely, no.
I thought you meant like a
can we not talk about more
died.
About how much of an anti-feminist Mary Berry is?
Why is she an anti-feminist?
Oh, wait, she's written articles about how she hates feminism.
Oh.
The woman is a witch.
Very reactionary and old. And yet she is a trailblazer in her own right. So, like, she sort of hates herself. It's that old thing
she's
of
complex.
Of
look how matching they are.
They're wearing a vaguely similar colour.
It's a pretty similar colour. It's a particular shade
of blush. I would say Mary's
got
more of a mauve than a blush.
They both look like a cheap rosé Pinot Grigio.
Look at her being bawdy. That's Sue Perkins being bawdy.
I like it. She can come be bawdy around my gaff anytime she likes.
So they're making something in the technical called a pepper teaser. Something.
A pepper teaser.
Which
a pepper
is
teaser.
Apparently what.
Is it like Peppa Pig being erotic?
Well, apparently it's what Chetna's already made this morning, so she
good God.
Usually make the same
well,
thing.
Oh, come on, Chetna.
Well, Chetna looks thrilled.
Oh, look at her.
Martha again with some very meek body language. She needs to get some assertiveness course going on.
Was that a slightly racist accent impersonation we just heard?
I think I wouldn't put it past her.
No, go back.
Look at her chat, and she's just like, yeah, I know what I'm doing.
Has anyone noticed the bunting?
No? What's dealing
look
with
the
bunting?
Everyone else is panicking.
We've got English Defence League bunting, guys. A definite mocking of Scotland deciding to stay in the Union.
I think that is
by
a direct
emphasis on the song
a direct reference to
a celebration
Scotland
of Scotland saying.
And Richard has chosen a blue pencil today, perhaps a subversive message.
I think it might
message.
Be a reference. I think it and a blue shirt on Lewis and a blue dress
on
Martha.
Oh my word. Oh my word.
Definitely some hidden signals going on in Bake Off Land.
Maybe Paul and Mary's coordinated pink is a combination of the red and white of the British.
I'm going to clarify that Mary Berry is wearing mauve.
That is definitely the same
that
pink.
That is a mauve. He's very much got a baby pink. Sew it around the tip. Cranky.
Sounds a little bit dirty, doesn't it? That is the same as what Chetna just made,
that
isn't
that
it?
Is what Chetna just made. All the
this is like in a little square, but
she's making I just accidentally chewed a bee face. I don't think she likes it.
Oh, I just hate everything about her. There is nothing about Mary Berry that I like.
Even the fact she makes really good cakes.
No, I don't.
I mean, if
even,
you have Mary Berry hostage.
No, if I could choose,
I think
I wouldn't have Mary Berry hostage. I would choose not to, if that was a choice. Someone came up to me and said, Miranda, you can either have Mary Berry hostage or not. I would go with not.
I think Mary Berry's like a symptom of someone of I don't necessarily, I'm not excusing it, but there's someone who doesn't really understand what a feminist is. And if you really explained it to her and sat down, she'd go, oh shit, I'm a feminist.
No. I've read articles she's written in which she very much does understand what a feminist is and still says she's not one. So, you know, apparently, fuck off female equality.
Stay home. Make cakes.
Make some cake. Put it in your proving oven.
I want a proving oven. I'm not going to lie, a little bit of me wants a proving oven, but I think that's more about me being middle class.
Maybe I've got one. I mean, I really wouldn't know.
Well, it's the same thing as I feel I'm very middle class and I don't have an airing cupboard, and slightly part of me feels...
Where do the guest towels go?
Exactly. Where do I put my fucking towels?
But we do also keep used paint in it, so I don't know how middle class that makes me. I mean, I am very middle class, but I won't deny that.
Yeah, there's a really good test for if you're middle class. It's can you hum the Archers theme tune?
Oh,
yeah.
No, I don't think I could.
Not that middle class, then, I'm afraid. It's a good test. Nigel, can you hum the Archers theme tune?
I very much look down on the Archers. Well, now you're doing it.
I knew a DJ once who put that into his drum and bass mix to test to his audience. They went fucking apeshit. It was
Does that
great.
Make me upper class then?
Potentially
Maybe.
You are upper class.
I do play croquet.
Do you understand do you what play a weekend croquet? Is?
What, it's a Monday to Friday. No, that's not right. Saturday to Monday. No, hang on. Which is
How? Oh, oh,
I
no,
read all
no,
my Nancy
test. Method. I know the test. You're hosting a dinner for 8 people.
Mm-hmm.
How many sets of... Oh, see, this is even the test of upper class because I've forgotten the proper word. I'm going to say, I wanted to say crouté, but that's small strips of vegetables. What's the proper word for salt and pepper?
Oh, le
crouté. How many, no, that's no, le crouté is a kind
that's
of a crockery.
Box.
You mean like a salter?
No, a salt
and
pepper.
I know what you mean.
Salt and pepper, it has a crouté.
Condiments?
You see, I tried to prove myself as being upper middle class, but actually, clearly I'm lower middle class. Because I'm
can't,
not aspirational enough
well,
to know.
None of us are upper class because we can't remember the name for a salt and pepper.
Well, I just don't know what you're trying to say.
A salt and pepper have a special name.
A salt and pepper?
Salt and pepper.
Like
they're condiments.
Pots.
Yeah, but the two of them together have a special name.
Well, a salt is called a
salter. No,
like
but the two together has a name.
Like
it sounds like croquet.
Oh, I do know what you mean.
It's something
oh,
like croquet, but it's not croquet. But how
All
many?
My parents would be disappointed.
How many would you put on a table for 8 people?
I wouldn't put any. I would expect the servants to pass them around.
You are definitely goddamn posh.
So where we are on the show, midway through this technical challenge, they are carefully, but not really know what they're doing, rolling out rolly things with.
Lewis does not look like he has enough filling. Martha looks vaguely abusive.
Sue is getting involved
in a slightly kinky way.
Ooh,
rolling the pastry with Nancy.
She's holding Nancy's dangling end in a way that I don't think Sue is familiar with.
Nigel, can you never say the words dangling end again?
Well, here's Richard.
I can't guarantee that.
Richard is fully rolled, guys. I want to reiterate, Richard is fully rolled
and
having a tasty feel.
He's doing a bit of a squeeze.
He is...
Oh, hello.
Sort of double-handed sausage massage.
Oh, Sue.
Gosh. Well, what Sue is doing to that pastry now is making Nigel go a bit silly.
A little bit, yeah.
It's making me go a bit silly.
I don't even have a penis.
That's not Nigel, that's right.
It's like Sue and the baker. I forget what his name is.
Richard.
You just called him Nigel.
It's like they're both
Richard
having a very
Nigel.
Technical threesome with whoever the owner of that very long penis is. I might excise this from the podcast.
Getting a little bit phallocentric in the room.
Bit phallocentric.
Oh,
slightly
Martha.
Broken phallus, Martha.
That's
Martha, your inexperience with phallus is showing.
I think, yeah.
Did you see how timidly she was approaching that phallus as well?
She is frightened of the phallus.
She really is. She does not like the phallus.
She needs just to get back to her.
While Richard is just like, let's prove this phallus. No issues there.
He's going to prove the fuck out of that.
Chetna, I've done this phallus before. She's not even using a bag. Chetna is going bagless without protection, putting that phallus into the oven.
Well, she's putting it at risk.
Yeah.
Chetna,
no consideration of the
clarify,
protection.
We are still talking about making.
I'm not even sure, are we? Lovely sharp tailoring on Sue there.
Oh, Chetna's just given a bit of word of wisdom. A bit of secret Chetna wisdom.
What was the secret of Chetna wisdom?
Baking is more important than the second proof that she whispered to Sue secretly.
Again, Martha, very timid. You know, she's not self-assured. I don't think she's a good role model for young females today.
I just feel that
I don't feel like this is what we should be aspiring to. Off our GCSEs and go on a baking show.
Well, we're scared of penis-shaped bread.
My snails are purely vegetarian.
What's Nancy getting up to with this meringue?
Okay, Richard, I think he's got a very elegant nose.
Yeah, it's something Romanesque about Richard.
If you
replace that pencil with a wreath.
Do you really? I think I could put an olive leaf crown on him. I can imagine
like
him.
A senator. I'd love to.
Put him in a toga.
I don't know. I think the appeal of Richard is that he's the everyman. You know, I don't think we need to make him a victim.
I think with that pencil on his ear, he's building the Colosseum. You know? He's looking up.
Well,
he's
how
are we going to get
a
lift?
He is a builder, and we've seen his technical drawings.
Yeah.
And we like them. We like them.
I was a big fan of his Eclair stair.
That is a very skinny
He's the man who's going to mastermind how to get lions out of the basement onto the floor of the fighting pit to kill the Christians.
I've seen a pair of orange Converse before.
Who's wearing the orange Converse?
I think it might have been Chetna, I don't know.
No, Chetna's got biflats on, I think.
Is she?
That's slightly suggestive whisking from Richard.
Some quite saucy whisking.
He's just efficient.
I like his nose. In fact, the more I see Richard, the more I like him.
How do you feel about Lewis?
I find him a bit smug.
I think you've ruined him for me now that I know that he's been on other things.
Not other baking TV shows, but purely because there aren't any other to baking TV shows.
There's other cooking shows. He could have been on MasterChef or something.
He's not been on MasterChef.
Ooh.
He's approaching with a very
with
sexual
thermometer.
Pokey thing.
A digital thermometer.
Which was really quite sexual and pokey.
No, he did do that in quite a sexual pokey way.
Oh, they're bringing their things to the gingham.
Ooh.
Oh, there's a swirly one.
Yeah, no, it is gingham. Sorry, I'm seeing
that
it from
is
the
gingham.
Wrong angle. As a textile historian, which I'm not, but
you're
not
a textile historian.
Wallpaper, same thing.
Look at the swirly
similar
one. I feel like that is the one that has its own expression.
Stunted?
Definitely
offensive.
Stunted?
Oh,
definitely
my God. Good Lord. You can't say that sort of thing these days. And, as well, did you see that icing on the top?
I liked it.
That was a paisley pastiche.
I like the
paisley
pastiche.
Frankly, I found that a little bit post-colonious. I was not approving
Why
that.
Why is paisley post-colonious?
Well, paisley is an Indian pattern.
I did not know
and
that.
We've appropriated it.
An appropriated paisley pattern on the bake-off, let me just say. I stand re-informed. I didn't know this.
Good God, the outrage.
And plus, it's underbaked.
Is it underbaked? I had a lovely swirl, though.
It was a bit squidgy.
There we go.
This has got more of a sort of Bavarian
pattern. You know, I'm no expert that that looks shit.
Paul, for the record, just picked up
that looks
like
you could kill somebody with
shit.
It. That's got some faux Celtic shit. And the faux Celtic shit just broke off, Nancy.
Was
what
it faux Celtic?
It
well, I'd
bit...
love to know her cultural heritage.
So Wikipedia.
She looks like a Saxon, if anything. Bloody Saxons.
Bloody Saxons appropriating Celtic culture wherever they go.
Good God. Chetna looks a bit worried about her. Oh, that looks all right. Look, maybe a little bit overdone. To be fair, I don't really know what they're trying to do. So it's hard
swirly
to
bread. Swirly tasty bread.
No, it's not bread, but it's pastry wheat. No, it's dough.
It's bread
dough
wheat.
Is bread,
they're
isn't
approved,
it?
They're approving.
They're good. They're happy with Chetna's.
That looks nice to me.
Paul just declared that the colour was good and the size was about right.
Oh,
constant
so
hegemony!
So body positiveness. What about the body positive? What's wrong with a chubby loaf, you bastard?
What is wrong with a chubby
loaf? Or a skinny loaf?
Let's have a little...
Raw. It's raw.
Well, and I think that very much symbolises Martha.
Raw.
She is a bit raw.
Yeah. She was too intimidated by the penis rollout.
She was intimidated by the penis. She wasn't into the phallocentric dough.
And that is why she failed.
And maybe that's why we should like her. Maybe by her meekness, she's subverting the very concept.
I'm not sure. No, I would have preferred it if she'd made a big vagina bread.
Well
if she'd made
out.
A big vagina bread, I think that would have been
with lots of overlapping
little
layers.
Overlapping lips of date and walnut.
Ooh, lips. Lovely. This lovely nose.
And maybe a diamond stud of a raisin, the clitoral
fuck
hood.
Fuck off, Mary Berry. I didn't hear what she said, I just not hate her.
I'm saying Martha's bottom.
Judy.
Ah, called it!
Well
totally
done, well done, well
it.
Done. Lovely.
And unsurprisingly, Chetna, with her previous Rolly Bread experience, has won. And she is
Converse. I told you she
Converse.
Was.
I am sorry, I stand corrected.
Lack of
Chetna
of
the Orange Converse.
So have you got a current favourite then?
I'm slightly backing Richard. I think I like Chetna.
I am more than slightly backing Richard.
Between the two, my feminine solidarity goes to Chetna, but I do love Richard and his pencil, and I am a sucker for someone who does
blue
scale drawings.
You know, as a feminist, I want to like Chetna, but there's something about her baking technique that I don't enjoy.
I just, anyone who does a scale drawing and would build me an eclair stare, I am hard to stand against. Donuts are
oh,
the
donuts. Show. Okay, so, ooh.
Donuts are the showstopper.
Now, what do we know culturally about donuts?
Not much, I must admit. I know about Krispy Kreme and the funny sort of rounding
on the
point.
I know that they're very much related to the bagel, so this might be something that you're interested in, Fran.
I know I can eat one, then I feel sick, but if I go to the two, that's a terrible thing to do.
Krispy Kreme
they are
donuts.
Related to the bagel.
Yeah. One Krispy Kreme donut.
But I'm not sure if donuts are inherently Jewish.
I was once at work so hungover and had to go to an accessibility meeting that the only way I could get through it was by eating three donuts.
Wow.
And it really worked.
Cocktails donuts with Irish liqueur.
Cocktail donuts. Well, interesting that Louis, as a middle-aged white man, has chosen something with the word cock in it.
I can't imagine he's an
a coincidence. I think not.
I don't think he's an aficionado of cocktails. I think he likes ale. Maybe
likes
I'm being
cock.
Reductivist.
I think you're being reductivist there, Nigel. I can imagine Louis enjoying a delicate
what's
Richard
doing?
Martini.
What's Richard doing?
What is Richard doing?
He makes his own vermouth.
We're not making our own vermouth.
We
discussed this.
It's apparently easy.
Vermouth?
I can send you a link.
I don't. It's not really.
No.
Can you make me some vermouth?
We might potentially
that
have a go.
Magnetic Fields song about vermouth.
It's basically wine
but they
plus,
say it funny,
plus
obviously
some other tasty shit and leave it.
Is it?
Yeah.
Apparently so.
What's that? Is that a bit of pineapple?
It looks like melon.
It's a pineapple.
It's a bit green. I don't want to eat a melon donut.
There's no mention of the melon pineapple.
Donuts, I think I mainly know this.
Now,
a mousse
filled donut. I'm
no,
taking
sure.
issue to that.
I like a bit of creme patisserie in my donut, but I think that's about as adventurous as
creme anglaise, lovely. Bit of jam, sure. But, she's trying to please. She is practically flirting the camera there.
Yeah, well, I'm not being funny. Those donuts sound fit. I would totally eat Martha's donut. Not
passion
in a leather
fruit.
Way. I love
how
should
we feel about that as an exotic
I love passion fruit.
Fruit.
Oh, wait.
Going back to our earlier conversation about dragon
in
fruit.
In Spanish, it's a maracujá, which sounds better and less erotic.
Well...
I'm not sure if it translates into other languages.
I can neither
passion.
Deny nor.
Into the proving drawer with the donuts.
Into the proving drawer. What is a proving drawer? One day we will find out. She is zesting the fuck out of that lemon.
That lemon is zesting.
See, now I find it difficult. I find it very difficult that I don't like
family
Nancy.
Tree.
Because I feel like I should like Nancy.
You should like her donut family tree.
Oh, well, I mean, I do like a bit of ancestor worship. Mm. Oh, my
it's got royal icing as well, right up your street.
Royal icing. Oh, I do love the royals as well. Met Prince Harry recently and he liked my sunglasses.
There you go.
They were orange.
Like him.
But I do. I want to like Nancy. Everything about Nancy makes me want to like her, but I don't.
I do like Nancy. I just,
and I'm just concerned.
If in my order of pecking, it would go Nancy. Sorry, it would go Martha, Lewis, Nancy, Richard. She would be my second.
Really?
Mm.
Interesting to note that Fran just missed off Chetna.
I forgot Chetna. Oh my god,
denying.
I'm a massive racist.
Anyone who's not British.
I forgot Chetna. Sorry. She's
I
my
think
second.
That's very revealing.
She's not been on TV.
Racist.
She's not been on TV
for
10 minutes.
She's on TV now. I can see her arm. She's wanking off some pineapple.
Because that's not racist.
No, she is. Let's check now.
Donuts require, it seems, a lot of slightly erotic handjob movements.
Yeah, they do. Have you ever made a donut?
No.
I've never made
I've barely ever eaten them.
I have made a dough ball, and I believe it's a similar technique, but the dough balls I made were shit. So. But I blame the aga.
Yeah,
how are you cooking on an aga? So you definitely are up middle class.
I
you cook on an aga.
I do have an aga. Actually, my pet, I don't have an aga anymore. Well, I certainly don't in Bethel Green.
That'd be quite brilliant to get
in my ex-council flat in Bethel Green. This is my aga.
It
would
take
this
up most of your kitchen.
I'm just wearing some tweed.
I don't own anything else in my kitchen, but I do have an aga. We keep the fresh produce on the balcony.
Well, to be fair, in my bedroom, I own nothing other than a giant mahogany Edwardian dressing table.
Where do your clothes live?
They live in the built-in cupboard.
In the proving cupboard.
In the proving cupboard. Oh, that's a lovely.
Oh, hello. Nancy's ring is looking particularly yellow and fine, I would like to tell everyone.
Now, see, now, look, we're becoming a parody of ourselves. This is embarrassing.
Does that. That's the nature of
Yeah, but this is my point earlier, that it is so boring that they
Richard's bakes have no holes. I would like to say Richard's donuts have no holes.
Well, I think
I am concerned. Is this purposeful?
That's more of a traditional donut.
Oh my God, Chetna is not using the fryer. Chetna's gone rogue. Martha's aren't looking good.
No, that's
Martha's
that's
looking a
like
bit like corn patties.
Quite a soggy donut. Ooh, that's an overbake.
Ooh, Nancy's look like some burnt onion rings there.
Yeah.
No,
they'd
look
nicer
than Nancy reminds me of when my friend Thomas, who is a drag queen, got really drunk and jumped on the table of a kebab shop in Hackney shouting, "I want onion rings!" until they brought him some.
Oh, what is she doing there?
Oh, there's a face on Nancy's donuts.
The face on Nancy's donuts, frankly, looks a little bit like, and I don't like to say it, a little bit gollywoggish.
It looks a little bit like a black and white minstrel, not going to lie.
It looks a little bit like a black and white minstrel.
I think there's definitely a slur here on that donut.
Oh, God. She's
hanging
her gollywog faces off a tree. She's literally crucifying her gollywog faces.
Is she actually doing a bit of a lynching on a donut?
Yes.
I don't think that's okay.
Look at that. Look. Look. Did you see that? She is hanging her...
You're hanging.
Stereotypical gollywog faces off a tree. Oh, I feel sick.
Hanging the gollywog to the tree from hooks.
Good Lord. Now, Richard's donuts there.
It's just in
looking
a lovely
pretty
box.
Pretty non-offensive. I would say display-wise,
a bit flat,
though. They're not really blowing.
They look
my mind.
Little bit like a potato waffle.
I like a potato waffle.
So do I, but I'm not sure about it with cream on.
I'd give it a go.
But they are waffly
give it a go.
If you were drunk, a potato waffle cream would sound quite cool.
Looks, though.
A nice donut. We have confirmation,
that
guys.
That is a nice donut. Which Fran was denying. Even on both sides. Well, I think we all know what that's a metaphor for.
Yep.
Because I don't.
It's another reference to Bisexual Day.
Oh, Bisexual Day.
Richard
course,
is even
yes.
on both sides. How are these cocktail donuts going down?
Cocktail donuts? Now, I'm confused about this. Are these actually alcoholic donuts? I think Chetna's, you weren't paying attention, but Chetna's looked lovely.
Chetna's looked good.
The donut.
I'm not
thing.
Sure about these ones in a cocktail cup.
Oh, Mary looks confused.
Oh!
Mary!
Oh, Mary's enjoying.
That looks like the most
she
fun she's had for a few years.
She's going in for another go. So
that's a soggy day, yeah. Gosh, I mean, he must spend a lot of money on Fake Town, that is. Really quite frightening. Mary looks frankly ecstatic.
She's going to take a few of them home.
I've never seen her look so pleased.
She's like a really happy skull. A happy cake-filled
like Skeletor's
skull.
Lovely mum.
Yeah. Skeletor just, who's taken up baking.
Like what you don't see in the cartoon is that once all the fighting's happened, Skeletor's mum comes out going, "Don't you want some cake? Don't you want like a lovely cake? You've been baking all that time."
And that's Mary Berry.
Oh. Is that lovely He-Man around? He's a nice boy, isn't he?
Yeah.
Mum!
So they like witches.
She forgets her own name for 5 seconds.
She really does that. That's an odd placement in that cocktail glass.
She's at the bottom of the
web. So who's everyone got? Oh my god, every time I look at the massively racist gollywog donut, I feel a little bit sick. Literally lynching the gollywog donuts.
On a hook. Oh, who's Star Baker? Is it Richard again?
Is it bloody Richard? Well, it should be because he did do a lovely donut.
Delicious, least offensive donut.
Yeah. I think we all know who needs to go home.
Come on, Nancy. And on a baking level and on a cultural level, Richard is our winner, I think, this week.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, no, without a doubt.
Martha!
Well, see, I think it's a negative. Well,
because they were delicious lynch donuts.
Were they delicious? Can anything you've lynched be delicious?
I also suspect that they've let her go now to go, Jesus Christ, she's actually going to ruin her future if she's in this for another 3 weeks.
Well, no, that, yeah.
How is she going to rule over our nation as a benevolent overlord?
She will never be a benevolent
overlord. I think you're putting too much stock in, you want someone who rules you who can pass some exams and make cakes.
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
Look at his lovely, elegant nose.
He is an elegant
man. That's what I look Richard has an elegant
man. And then Miliband came out for his final conference speech at the Labour conference, which is happening right now.
And he made everyone laugh.
Mick Will has just got back from the Labour Party conference, and his live tweets were fucking hilarious. So I recommend everyone follows Will Barber on Twitter, who is some kind of environmental lobbyist.
If he brought you some cinnamon buns.
Oh my God, just hearing about the final.
Semis,
I can't. Ooh. No. Ooh. Ooh, top notch
patisserie. Pastry chef's crumble.
Interesting that they've chosen patisserie, going for something French, maybe a little nod to Waterloo.
Bit of Eurocentric thing coming up here. Maybe trying to apologise for that incredibly offensive Euro cake round.
God, I mean, that was frankly disgusting.
The accents in that.
I think we've really reached new lows today, though.
With the lynching donut
gollywog tree. Frankly, I am disgusted.
So that was this week's Great British Bake Off.
Hanging donuts!
Well, you will get to that. So I think the biggest thing is, and I've no idea how much of what we just recorded is going to be usable, but what you all heard was our outrage at what was probably meant to be a whimsical detail.
That was malicious.
In the donut round.
That was a malicious piece of racism.
Nancy made what were meant to be children's donuts that were already overcooked, they're already quite brown, covered in chocolate, giving up smiling faces, and then hung from a tree, hanging from the branches of a tree. So
little afro chocolate
little brown faces hanging from a tree.
Deeply upsetting.
Actually outraged. I would complain to the BBC, but my phone is 1 meter away, so I'm not going to complain. But, okay, we'll start with how do we feel about this week's Bake Off, and then a bit about Bake Off in general, and then wrap up. So, this week's Bake Off, aside from the hanging tree, how do we feel about tiny 17-year-old super genius Martha leaving?
Well, I mean, I think probably it's the best decision for her. I think she needs to go and do her fucking A-levels. Not even A-levels, GCSEs.
Well, she's 17 apparently. I thought she was younger, so.
She's a child. She needs to go and do some work and stop fannying about on TV.
Yeah,
get some qualifications and an education, because as a woman, that is the most important thing you can do.
And if she waited a couple of years, she would have been even better as a baker, and she could have absolutely caned it.
And had more
she was
positive
impatient.
Body language.
Plus, she kept crying. She was far too pleased. I remember back to go retro Bake Off a few episodes ago, but when Diane. Yes, Diane.
Wow.
Bin-gate. Diane.
Good God.
Left the process. I definitely detected a smirk. Beneath that plaited, Disney-fied, gentle exterior lurked the heart of a cold-hearted, baking, malicious, Machiavellian.
That's why I think
woman.
She's going to be Prime Minister.
Exactly. Or
I reckon she caused the accident.
Are you just paranoid because she's younger than you? Is it as an age thing? Do you feel threatened? Because she's more fertile.
No, I don't. I mean, that is a very fair point. But
I don't think it is. I think it's a fair point at all. If anything, a slightly ridiculous point.
I am threatened by Martha's fertility. Yeah. But I think I am. Maybe I am just intimidated to see so much ambition in one so young, and it reminds me of my own shortcomings.
I don't think she looked that
upset.
Particularly
my own shortcomings.
Do you think? I don't think she looked that upset. I think she looked a bit relieved.
I don't know. I think that was false relief. I think we will. Does anyone remember Ruby from the last series?
No, I liked
Ruby. Who's a writer for the Guardian now?
Yeah.
Is she?
Yeah, she was. Remember how false relieved Ruby was to leave the Bake Off series?
Now the weird thing,
and
that
then
I
she
found...
goes on to write for the Guardian. Ooh. I have nothing against Ruby. I thought she
the
was
funny
an excellent
thing
baker.
I
remember
found
her
about
press.
Ruby. This is very important, friend. Is that weirdly she was actually studying for her A-levels, and whenever they showed her revising for her A-levels, she was always sitting on the floor. And I just thought, you don't get any of your A-levels if you sit on the floor.
Well,
you need a proper desk and some good posture,
like a philosophy PhD or something.
That doesn't mean it's okay to sit on the floor.
I was
a horrible hunchback.
I suspect that was the director of that
not
segment
good for your
Gary.
Posture.
No, not chair, that's not free thinking enough.
No.
One at the floor.
I think they very much positioned her as a sort of, you know, political radical by having her sitting on the floor. And
I mean, talking about Martha threatening me with her fertility, Ruby was a woman younger than me, highly more intelligent than me, highly more attractive than me, who baked excellent cakes.
She was massively threatened.
And she has gone on to work for The Guardian.
Mm.
But what angers me is less. I can quite happily admit
I just found
my
it weird that she was always sitting on the floor.
What
did
angers
she not
me is
have
the
any
faux,
chairs?
faux modesty, and it's the same with Martha. I'd rather Martha had gone out going, "Done," but I was really good, and I just underbaked the silly swirly roll.
I absolutely know what you're saying.
But the false modesty,
do.
I feel that
they love a bit of false modesty.
I'm a bit worried about that.
That's the Bake Off.
But that's not setting you up well as a woman, is it? You know.
But even, you know,
feminism,
dare I
you
say,
know,
take
you
it away
fight,
from the feminism.
I am missing Norman.
I am missing Norman and his, well, it's good enough for my kitchen, Alan Bennett sticky toffee puddings that looked a bit crap. But, you know,
well,
he stayed
lad, in. We had a burnt scone and a slap around the face and we were happy with it.
Well, it's not good enough for them because it's not infused with lavender, but it's very nice for me.
Oh,
thank
like
you
a
very much.
Home bisque commercial.
I've got a piece of coal. I've sliced it in two. I've put a coal fondant in between the layers, and I've cooked it. I don't know how high or how long. I fell asleep because I had an ale.
I've had a long day because some of us have got fucking jobs. Fucking jobs, and then we come home and make tea on top of that.
I mean,
yeah,
obviously,
so I miss
kids,
Norman.
You know, don't burn coal because, you know, that's not cool.
So that, yeah, I like Norman's. Like Norman was
Norman.
Just like, well, it's good enough.
I mean,
me.
You know, he was a salt of the earth sort of fellow. But
he
do we feel like he was stereotyped a bit in that?
Norman had a bonus week because Beardy Ian threw his cake in the bin. Norman would have gone out a week earlier.
But yeah, so I think if Martha had just come forth going, but for God's sake, I'm doing my GCSEs and I still managed to make a passable flan, I would have liked her more.
Run around the tent, flicking double Vs at people going,
yeah.
I'm going to get an A star on my A levels, fuck you all.
Can we get to the root of this? Is she doing GCSEs or A levels?
Well, she's 17, so I guess
That's A levels.
A's or AS's, depending
well,
on where.
Well, those are tricky. You
at.
Really need to work for those. You know, GCSEs, meh.
I mean, she'd be gutted.
I'm not entirely sure.
Yeah, she'd be gutted if she got into Durham rather than Oxford.
I technically didn't do mine.
I'm sure
Durham's
excellent.
Different.
Probably.
Durham is for people who really like Harry Potter who can't accept reality. Sorry.
Yeah, I dated a man from Durham once. I say dated. What I really meant was stalked. But, you know.
fine line.
Essentially, what happened was that I watched an episode of University Challenge and was like, that one, I want that one. So this
did he have a beard?
No, this was back in the days when Facebook was new and interesting.
Swipe left and right
so
on,
I Facebooked him and tried to persuade him that I'd met him in a club in London. To which his response was, I live in Durham before that bungeon, I've never been to London. And I was like, go along with it.
But then you'll get really drunk after University
work?
Challenge.
I'm
university Challenge
is
shot in
Manchester. No, we did. We dated for 6 months. Thank
That's
you, Rob.
Brilliant.
If you're listening, excellent volleyball. Shaved all his body hair, which I sort of didn't like, but also quite respected.
That's why you really like beards now.
Maybe.
How do you feel about Ian's beard?
Ian, that's not a beard.
That was definitely a beard.
That's not a beard. Ian's got a bit of light stubble.
He's just left it for a day.
Do you have a celebrity beard that you appreciate?
Mortimer Wheeler.
Okay. Mortimer Wheeler's beard, everybody. Yeah. I don't know who that is.
Give him a Google.
I'm going to Google the beard.
Mortimer Wheeler.
My first car was called Mortimer Wheeler.
After the beard.
In a little satirical nod to the famous archaeologist.
It's a very specific beard.
Well, you know, it's how rock and roll I am.
I'm going to go with Chetna, you know. I like Chetna, but I think
Chetna's
going to win.
Chetna, what makes for a good final is where you get someone who's in the lead all the time.
I thought she was a bit underwhelming this week.
But it's good when you get someone who, on a good day, can match them. So it's exciting. It's like, that guy's consistent, that person, not always a guy, sometimes a girl, getting a bit tied up in my own gender politics there. But we have one person who's like a clear leader, and one person who, if they do it on the day, can beat them. And that's nice, and I think that's what we've got between those two people. We've got Richard, who's got the consistency and the technical skill,
and
Chetna,
the little pencil.
The tiny little pencil that he very rarely uses.
Elegant nose.
Did you see Chetna's glee today? The first time I think we've seen any competitive zeal from Chetna, when the technical challenge was something she knew
she was
and
a
had
bit
done
zealous.
Before.
She was
and
a bit
it
zealous.
Was that little when
there
she
was
whispered.
Glee.
She whispered over to Sue. No, it's not the second proving. It's about the bake. As everyone was busily second proving their thing, it was a little bit of there's a bit of fire in that belly. Okay, so clearly we're not going to be able to do a clean wrap up.
Really?
Yeah.
Don't you think, Nigel?
But let's just say. Thank you very much, Francesca. Thank you very much, Miranda.
Thank you very much, Nigel.
Yeah.
Thanks, Nigel.
Thank you
to me. It's been a pleasure.
Okay, let's do this again, eventually.
You don't sound that enthusiastic.
I'll see how I feel after I spent 4 days editing this down.
Okay.
Certainly for human consumption. Okay. Great.